Deixa eu ver se dá pra uma vez. Dá pra uma vez.
It's half and a half.
Sure biz.
But I'm fanging. Fuck that.
Gemara speaks about the din of besulnesis liyom arevi'i. And the Gemara talks about that besulnesis liyom arevi'i, that there was a matziv going on. The matziv going on was that there was some sort of sakana. From the time of the sakana of Eilach, what happened was we nog wa'am lichnois b'yoyim b'shlishi v'lamich b'yorim chachomim, that something was going on, there was a sakana. Gemara asks, what's the sakana? Gemara first thinks the sakana is the din that besulnesis liyom arevi'i tehoreg. And if the din is tehoreg, so what was the what was motivating the authorities to make this takana? Clearly, what was motivating them?
Sakana.
The motivating the authorities, the Gaish authorities, to do this. Why are they saying whoever gets married on Wednesday should be killed?
Shmad.
They're trying to stop the Jewish people from keeping their laws. Right? So the Gemara says, so why say Nogu Lagamri Na'akri? Which we ask the question, what do you mean, Shasa Shmad? What are you supposed to do?
Die.
So that we spoke about a little bit, that's why Rashi says that you should be misakin for them other days.
So why can't we misakin different shoelaces?
Oh, so we asked that kasha then. We said that maybe it depends on, because the shoelaces is a mishum tznias, it's different colors, and it's mishum tznias. Zokt, the Gemara ain't a chanami, no. The takana was that the authority said to you that besulnesis liyom arevi'i tiboil lehegmoin tchila. She should first, before she marries, she lives with her husband, she should first live with the hegmoin, is the man who's in charge. Now, on this, there's a machlokes in the Rishonim of whether, what's motivating him? Well, I can hear, maybe it's motivating because of his perverted types of his own, drives. Or it could be that really it's also Shasa Shmad. It's just they have a demonic way of trying to mess us up. Right? It's by doing this. But also maybe it's Shmad. The Rajba speaks about both Tzadim. In other words, maybe this Hegmon doesn't really care about religion. He just has his own perversions. He's interested in Basulas. Or maybe that this is really Shasa Shmad, but their way of doing the Shmad was like this really demented type of way. Okay, we'll see. Maybe the Ra'ah seems to weigh in on this. Other Rishayim. Al Kalponim, this is what was going on. Now, in this backdrop, I want you to understand. You saw in the Gemara speaks about there's a difference between in Yehuda and the rest of Yisrael. In Yehuda, it says that a man was misyached together with his kala from kedushin to nisuin. That it seems like that we have reason to assume that she's not a besula in Yehuda. So why was this happening? It's a very weird thing. It's saying in Yehuda the chas and kala would live together. So it's Yerushalmi, Nachzach, I'm not sure exactly, the Mefarshim bring down. The reason is because this Tiboya Lahegman Tchilo, where was this happening? This was happening in Yehuda. So in order to avoid this, what they did was they preempted it by having it. She wasn't a Basula anymore by the time she went to the Chuppah. That's what was happening. So that's why this became already the mode of behavior in Yehuda in order to avoid this type of situation. Because if it's Besula, this is the Omer Abi, it's Tibor Egman Tchila, she's not a Besula anymore.
Okay. But that would mean it's just a perversion, not a Shmad.
Well, either way, we're trying to... The din is
Shmad, it shouldn't matter. You would just want to live before Nesuin.
No, because he wants to get rid of this din of Besula, this is the Omer Abi. So we're... I guess. Okay.
Is that really how we're talking?
What'd you say?
He like knows the whole takana.
Yeah, I guess he knows the laws. He's trying to get rid of the laws. So says the Gemara, the reason is because he says Tibon Lagman to affect the Gemara. Why are you calling it sakana? It's not sakana. Says the Gemara, Hai sakana oimesu. Answers the Gemara, Shem de'ikat snuas de masr nafshayu l'ktala. For us ili day, sakana. There's snuas that are going to be masr nafshayu l'ktala. And therefore, there's going to end up being a sakana going on over here. Rashi says, "Ika tsnuos." No, Rashi doesn't say anything. Then Rashi asks, "V'lidu shlu da'in shari." Why don't you say that? Tell them that it's mutter. Rashi says, "Lidu shlu da'in shari." Then if elus ba'inus ena neseres al ba'ilah di alfinu la kamam beperik dalid mivloin et pasav loy mimtzur nafshe lemisa. tell her that she's not going to be usher to her husband. In other words, well, the reason why she was doing this because she thought she was going to be usher to her husband. She wanted to be faithful to her husband. She thought she's going to become usher to her husband. Therefore, she put herself into a sakana. So why don't we just tell her that it's mutter?
Why would she give up her life not to be usher to her husband? If she gives up her life, obviously she can't be with her husband.
I think that part of this whole thing, the Ritz speaks about a little bit, maybe says a little bit, but one thing we were saying over here, you said yesterday, is I don't think that she's telling the hegemon, kill me. She's just resisting. He's an animal, and when she resists, he might kill her, but she's not like telling him, kill me. All she's doing is resisting. She's resisting. She wants to be faithful to her husband. So it's not necessarily a conscious decision over here on her own. Well, that which gets us to the question I was asking before. We skipped a step over here. I was asking the following question. Is a lady allowed to do this? She knows right now that it's not Yorek Valiava. How does she know? She knows that halacha, apparently. She just thinks that she's usher to her husband. So she thinks even though it's not Yorek Val Yavar, she's anyway going to put herself in danger. Is a woman allowed to put herself in danger on something that's not Yorek Val Yavar? In other words, as follows. We know that there are only certain conditions that you're mechuyav to put yourself in danger. The three cardinal sins, what are they? Right. We saw another situation, which is Shas HaShmad. It's a different din. There's another one. Those are the five examples. I don't think there's more than that. Shas HaShmad, the Gimel Averis Chamuros, and something called Befarhesia. Befarhesia means if you're in the, you are right now in the audience, they have in the audience 10 Yidin Yisraelim, Mishum Kiddush Hashem, a person that is a din to be Meiser Nafshay. Akoponim, we'll get back to that later. But what about in something that's not that? Someone's in the privacy of their own home, and a guy pulls out a gun, and he says, yeah, Treif, you know what, Treif, I'm going to kill you. Are you mechuyev to let yourself be killed? No. Are you allowed to let yourself be killed?
Maybe.
Yes.
This is a machloikes rishonim. The Rambam shita is that a person who does this is damai beroisha, which means he's not allowed to do it. It's usher to do it. Other rishonim say you're not mechuyev to do it, but if a person wants to do it, then he can. That's the shita of the other Rishayim, a lot of Rishayim. So Rabbi Sayin, our sugya, this woman is right now putting her life in danger. How can she put her life in danger if there's no din of Yorek Val Yavar over here? So according to the other Rishayim that say that it's mutter to do that, so perhaps over here it's okay, because over here we're saying she doesn't want to be over the Aveira. Maybe that'll be pshat. But according to the Rambam, it's going to be shver.
If it wasn't about just the Hanasa,
right?
Then you wouldn't be. You'd have the extra thing of
the Shas
HaShmad to do
with your
life. Meaning, if it was to be Mavar
al-Das. Yeah, but then we have the question: if it's to be Mavar al-Das, so why Taka? Why are we telling Lijnu and Ishari? Why is it mutter? It should be a chiyuv. So you see that even if it's Shmad, for some reason it's okay. That's the Ra'az Kasha, where the Ra deals with. If it's Taka Shmad, so why is it mutter? We'll hopefully get back to that. So one pshat is not like the Rambam. Another pshat we could say is these women are not consciously deciding they want to be killed. They're just trying to defend themselves, trying to ward them off. They'll end up in a matzav of sakana, but in a chanami. They're not saying that they want to be killed. But the lashon of the Gemara is still not good. What does lishus and shari mean? It's mutter. It's more than just mutter. We should tell them that oinus, it's usher for them to kill themselves. So perhaps we could say the following finish. Maybe, Rabbi, so we'll have to see more in the sugya, but I want to just break up the sugya a little bit this way. This woman, what is she doing? What's happening right now with this guy? What's this act called?
Rape.
Right. It's an act of oinus, that's true. But what's the avera? If we're talking about an avera that perhaps is happening over here, it's an avera of Gilei Arayos. Is that correct? Gilei Arayos is from the Gimel Averis Chamuros. For some reason, there's no Chiyav Misa over here. We got to figure out why. For some reason over here, there's no Din Yorek Val Yavar. For some reason. Tosfos asked that question. We have to examine this. But maybe, just maybe, that over here is different. If you, if someone says you have to eat treif or I'll kill you, so treif is never a din of Yarg Val Yavron. Are you allowed to now make treif more important than your life? Is a machlokes Ram Mother Rishonim. But over here, what we're talking about is Gilui Arayos. For some reason, this Isha is not mitzvah to give up her life for the Gilui Arayos. But the Averis, for sure, it's one of these global Averis. Maybe on Azah Avera, everyone agrees she could give up her life. If we're talking about what we're calling a lower, it's a lower class Avera. Avera of, is even Avada Tuchamedek Avera, even Avera of Shabbos, which technically is Chayv Misa for. But Lemaisa, it's not more important than his life. Okay. But Gilui Arayos, we know that it is Yarg Val Yavron and Gilui Arayos. So for some reason, she's not mechuyev in this. But maybe if she wants to, everyone agrees she can. That might depend. We'll have to see why Taka she's not mechuyev on Yarg Val Yavron. It's Toisus Kasha. Toisus says, "What are you talking about?" It's Gilui. Okay. So Rashi learns over here that what the Gemara is saying, Lidrush Ludain Shari, is tell her that she's mutter to her husband. According to Rashi, the whole discussion was not bechlal whether or not she is she doesn't think she's doing an Avera. She knows she's not doing an Avera. She just thinks that she's still usher to her husband. The Ra'ah learns differently. If you look in the Chedushei HaRa'ah, the Ra'ah says, and the Gemara says right in the beginning, Hai Sakana Oinesu. Says the Gemara, Mishum de'ika tznuas demasun avshayu l'ktol av aysen de'i sakana pirish. De'kasabri de'ika aveira behachi. The Gemara is having me that they thought that there was an aveira. That's not the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns they thought that they're usher to their husbands. The Ra'ah is saying, de'kasabri de'ika aveira behachi. And that's when the Gemara answers, Uparchinon lidrush lu da'ayna shari, says the Ra'ah, loyma shemutar lahen. It's mutter to them to do it. Mutter lahen, it's mutter to the women. Kivan shu machmas ha'oynes. V'su loy masr nafshayu v'leka sakona. Notice the Ra'ah is learning that the Havamina they thought is that it's usher for them to do this. They thought it's usher.
Isn't it the same thing with the usher time and their usher to Rabal?
No. We're going to see that they're two totally different things. According to Rashi, it could be they knew that it was mutter. According to the Ra'ah, they thought it was usher. According to Rashi, their concern was they didn't want to be usher to their husbands. According to the Ra'ah, their concern is they don't want to do an Avera. They understand, know, everyone knows. Gimel Averas Chamuras, what's the din? Yarg Val Yavar. You ask a very good Beis Yaakov girl, what's the din of Gimel Averas Chamuras? She's going to think it's Yarg Val Yavar. Right? Because it's the Gimel Averas Chamuras. She's wrong. That's what it says in our Gemara. Our Gemara says, for some reason, women don't have a din yarek val yavar. Men do have a din yarek val yavar. We've got to see why. That we'll
so
see.
So by the Ra'ah, she'd actually have an act, conscious act of not doing it as opposed to, we said by Rashi, that she's just resisting.
Right, it could be. Yeah.
According to the Ra'ah, does she also believe that she's also going to be usher to her husband?
Maybe, but there's something even before that. She's being, she's thinking she has an aver. Right. Very good. Lashon Snuas is better. They don't want to be over an Avera.
According to Rashi, that's just going to be an Aseret Albaylo. That's what she's thinking. What is that? She's going to be an Avera. And if it's not an Avera, why is she being by Sanafsha?
She doesn't want to be an Aseret Albaylo. She doesn't want to be Aseret Albaylo.
It's a personal thing. She doesn't think she's making an Avera.
It's not an Avera to be Aseret Albaylo.
Yeah, she doesn't want to
do a thing.
She doesn't want to. This is her husband. She doesn't want to get messed up. So, again, she's not telling him, kill me. She's just trying to fight him off. And then he ends up killing her. What? That what? He's clearly being cholik on the Ra'ah. The question is, what's the sakana? He's saying it's because she's asura b'ayla. He's not saying because she's because asura mutter. He says clearly, lishdan is shari. She's mutter to her husbands, and the Ra'ah says lishdan is shari. That's mutter to do this. It's machlokas over here, Rashi and the Ra'ah. We were medayk yesterday in Tosfos that Tosfos holds like the Ra'ah. How many dag then Toises? Because Toises asks right away, how could you say it's mutter, it's gimel averes chamurois? According to Rashi, we're talking about whether you're asur on baila, not whether or not it's din yarek val yavor. What's the... So obviously Toises holds that the discussion, the Jewish should tell him it's mutter. In fact, Toises, why is it mutter? It's asur.
Rashi sounds like they're going to go kill themselves. Rashi's she.
What do you mean?
Because by the kehenis, it says she's going to go kill herself. She's going to be also involved, therefore she's going
to
go kill herself.
She's going to allow herself to be killed. Right.
Right.
She's going to allow herself to be killed.
So the focus is not whether...
Everyone agrees she's going to allow herself. That's the sakana. In other words, we're saying there's a sakana here. It's just, it could be that according to the sakana, she says, kill me. It's Yarg Val Yavar. Kill me. Go ahead, kill me. Imagine, according to Rashi, what's happening over here is she's going to fight him off. She doesn't want to be also on her husband. She's going to fight until, and then he's going to kill her in a fit of rage. But not that she's saying, kill me. I'll call upon him. What's the kasha? What does mutter mean? What does mutter mean? That's not what it means. That's not what it means, Linush Dan Shari, according to Rashi. According to Rashi, Linush Dan Shari means she's mutter to her husband.
So, go ahead and live with the head.
But the Gemara is saying she's mutter to her husband. So what's the Gemara's question? What's Toys' kasha?
But the
oh, but so then if that's Toys' kasha, so Toys should have to say like this. How could you say it's Shari? How could you? I mean, why is she not also to her husband? Because no, Toys should make a whole shtickle Torah. You're right. You could ask the kasha of him with the whole akdoma. Okay. So let's see. How does the Gemara answer? Madrinan de'ika prutzois ve'ika nami koihanos. Says the Ra'ah, Pirish Tarti Ka'amar, Ika Prutzais, the Darshinan Lahu, the Leka Avera Bahachi, if you tell him it's no Avera, Azlinan Biratzain, Benafkamino Churva, they'll go willingly Prutzais. And there'll be a Churva, the Shtakach de Mitzaro, that'll come out that they will become Usser. Why? The Ra'ah says, what's the problem with Prutzais? The problem with Prutzis is that then they're going to do a Peratzai, and if they do a Peratzai, then they're going
to
become Usser. Why are you talking about they're becoming Usser? Well, I thought we're talking about whether it's they're allowed to do it or not allowed to do it. Mitzru means it becomes Usser. They'll become Usser to their husband, it means.
Because now that's the case with Prutzis. That is what happens with Prutzis.
Yeah, but we should just say that it's Usser. Then what she's doing in Avera? Why are we not saying she's doing an Avera?
That's what Zavi says. Zavi says Avera means both, but it's Avera and it's
what?
Usser.
What'd you say?
Now that you're saying the Shari, then the only thing that could happen is her being Usser to her husband.
No, but now she's doing it, but the princess are doing it Baratzai.
Right, so what? You're allowed to. What's the big deal? The only problem is on the husband.
What does it mean that they're doing it Baratzai?
Happy.
What does it mean? Baratzen. It means that they're happy doing it.
Okay.
So that's okay?
That means they're not fighting.
Yeah, because we said it's okay. Yeah. That itself is not a problem.
Okay, good. Akitzer, I like good, but totally, we'll get to it in a second. So you could say one pshat, you could say as follows. Rabbi said, just to say pshat in the raw, you could say as follows. Listen, this lady is a prutza. She wants to do an Avera. What do you say when a person wants to do an Avera?
Go ahead.
Haliteinu l'rasha v'yamas. You want to do an Avera? Do an Avera. It's your problem. It's your problem. It's not our problem. You know, you want to go do Averas, go do Averas. But there's someone else who is going to suffer from this Avera. Who?
Her
husband. Because he doesn't know that she was Baratzai. He doesn't know, obviously he doesn't know she's a Prutza because or else he wouldn't be marrying her. Right? So he thinks that she went Be'oinus. Really, she went Baratzen. She did an Avera. Do we care? No. Now, if she's a Tznua, we care about her Avera. And then there's all situations. She thinks she's doing an Avera, whatever. But if she's a Prutza, we don't care about you, Prutza lady. But we care about the husband. What's a make difference to the husband if she does an Avera? Because she just became her husband. And the rest of his life, he's going
to
be living with a woman
who
was usher to him. Maybe that's the pshat on the raw. The levort is that the chash is for the husband. Kenzai. Or we could say a little bit differently. Rabbi Amol, we cleared a big shaila nachroinim. What happens if something is simultaneously oinus and ratzah? We cleared the shaila in the following case. You have a case when a man says, "Im loy basi mikan vad yud beis chodesh erizeget." He makes a tenai that he's not going to come back within 12 months, and he's an oinus that he can't come back. But he wasn't going to come back anyway. He wasn't coming back anyway. So it's oinus and ratzah at the same time. He couldn't come back, but he didn't want to come back. It was a machloikes achroinim. Does anyone remember who we discussed this? The Beis Yaakov. And Pnei Yeshua. Could be there's Chassam Sofer, but also, I don't know.
That's by a
the Beis Yaakov. And, okay, good. And the Pnei Yeshua. Machloikes, if Oynes and Rotzen simultaneously is going to be mutter, or do you have the two of Oynes Rachmana Pratre? Zok Rabbi Goin, Rabbi Yoshev. What's our case over here of Prutzais? Does she have a choice? No. So it's Oynes and Ratzen. Oynes and Ratzen. And what does the Gemara say? We are worried about Prutzais. Why are you worried about Prutzais? She's an Oynes. She's also Ratzen. Who cares if she's also Ratzen? But she's an Oynes. So if you say Oynes and Ratzen is a problem, you don't have a tour of Oynes Rachmana Patre. Okay. So then very good. She's an Oynes. But if you tell me that Oynes and Ratzain is a din Oynes, because if you're Oynes, I don't care that you would have done it anyway, but Oynes patted you already. What's Pshat in our Gemara? So Dachsuch, I think that this is a little bit what Tuli was referring to. And I think the Pshat's as follows. Zokt the Ra'ah says, you're right. It's not an Aveira. Oynes and Ratzain is Potter. But she's still going to be usher on her husband. Oynes and Ratzen is Potter. She's still going to be usher on her husband.
Why? What's the reason that she's
usher? Good. We're going to get there in a second. What's a pshat? Eyes, no Avera. So we said yesterday, what's the din she becomes usher on her husband? Is it a punishment? If it's a punishment, we can't punish. Just like you're saying, it's not us, so you're not going to punish it. Or is the pshat that there's something that like went wrong in this relationship? They're no longer compatible. If she is going beratzen to live with someone else, we're not punishing her. But this relationship is not compatible anymore. There's a breakdown in the relationship. And that's the pshat in Rashi also. Rashi says she knew it was in an Avera, but she thought that this is going to make her usher. Why is it usher? Even though there's no punishment. She knows she's not doing an Avera, she's still usher. Because the isser that we're speaking about over here is not a punishment. Yeah, Avad. If Oynes is like Reb Chaim, that it says, you know, he didn't do anything, so then there's nothing happened over here. L'chayra is going to be not like Reb Chaim in the Chanan. What? Yeah. I call upon him, Rabbi Isai. Thus, Ken Zayim Pshat over here. That, in other words, the Gemara started off and said that she thinks that she's doing an Avera. You have Prutzos, they're doing it Peratzai. So, even though we know that it's not an Avera, but still, what's going to be the outcome? The outcome is going to be she's going to come out to her husband. Why don't you just say she's doing an Avera? It's not an Avera, because she's Oynes and Ratzen simultaneously. That's what Rabbi Yashiv says. If you take a look at the Rabbi Yashiv on the top, Oris Mar Rabbi Yashiv, L'chore yesh lo yechiach mehacha. Diba Oynes, lasis Avera, el sheroitze bazeh. You're an Oynes, but you want it anyway. El shagam belirat soinoi, hamaisa yaseh, sho'ayn sinoi sayazeh. Even without his Ratzen, they're going to force him to do it. You have Oynes and Ratzen. The Av Agav Dilagabi Etzim Avera Yeshloimer De Ainz Avera. Even the clap of the Avera itself, you could say that there's no Avera here. Kivan Du Oynes Mikomokom Ishan of Elis Bichiai Gavno Teose Lebaila. Why Teose Lebaila? So what we were saying is the Pshat is this din of us Lebaila is not a punishment that we're punishing her for what happened. It's a din that Lemaisa, the relationship, has already deteriorated. And over here, she's Asner Labayla.
Yeah. Because of the suffix that deteriorated, she's going to be Asner Labayla?
Why is it a suffix?
You don't know for sure in the case.
But we're saying the reason why we don't want to leave it in the case is because of Prutzas. If they did it, then she's going to become Asner to her husband.
There's like a suffix.
Well, that's why I'm making the Takana, because we're concerned about that possibility.
How likely is it for Prutz something?
Yeah, that's your stomach in Kasha. Why do we make a takana for Prutz? Right. Making takana for Prutz. That's the chayz. We make takana for Prutz. Okay, Rabbi said, let me zen Toysis. Toysis says, V'lidrish lehu da'aynes shari. V'lidrish lehu da'aynes shari.
5 minutes fast.
Zok Toysis, V'imtaymar v'arminu meperek ben tzayru amayre ha'kol averus yavar v'al yohare chutz mi averus kachom gil reis ha'shvichas damim. Please ask the kasha. What about the din yarg v'al yavar? Tosis seems to understand the Gemara saying Lishdon is shari, it's mutter. In fact, it's not mutter, it's aser. The Tirutz Rabbeinu Tam, the ein chayav in misa al bilas mitzri. The Rachmana afgrei lezari de mitzri, the chsiv zermas susim zermasam. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you're wrong. This is not something that is included in, for some reason, in the Gimel Averis Chamuras of Yarg Val Yavar. Now the lashon we have in the Tosafot in front of us is Ein Chayovin Misa Al Bilas Mitzri. So the Mefarshim say that can't mean that he's saying that you're only the Din Yarg Val Yavar is only by Misa. It's not true. Yarg Val Yavar is even something you're not chayv. Avuzrayu de Gilei Arayis. Even just something that's bringing you close to Gilei Arayis is Yarg Val Yavar. Ramosha and Dubras Moshe speaks about that maybe just going to the beach is Yarg Val Yavar.
What about just touching someone?
Yarg Val Yavar. Okay, it depends. Danny, it depends if it is. It depends on the situation, but it could be Yarg Val Yavar. Even just talking to her over the phone is Yarg Val Yavar. The Gemara says it could be. That's not. You're not Chayv Misa for doing that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Danny.
So what does the Rashash say? He says Ein Chayav in Misa. He means to say that this is not Gilei Arayis, because on something that's Gilei Arayis, what's the vart of where you can't talk to an Isha on the phone because it's going to bring you to eventually being boil. But if you're boil of Nachri, you're not Chayav Misa. It's clearly not Gilei Arayis.
So because it's not considering Nachri Nava.
Yeah. The Tosafot Arosh says that what it means to say, it says you're not chayiv limsor nafshoy lemisa, because this is not Gilei Arayis. Why not? Because Rachmana afkarei lezare demitzri. Yichsiv zeramasusim zeramasim. The word mitzri is lav dafka. The censors changed the word mitzri. It means goy. It's just it was too offensive to people that had exposure to the Gemara, so they changed it. But it means the ein chayiv in misa bilas nachri. So it says Rabbeinu Tam, this is not included in a category of Gilei Arayis. It's not Gilei Arayis. It's not Gilei Arayis. It's not Yarg Val Yavar.
So
the Rashash says Avada, it's not called Sheikhiv in Behema, because Sheikhiv in Behema, the pshat is that he's doing something which we would use the word, it's deranged, right? It's something that's it's abnormal, right? Therefore most you must, there's something that's, it's a perversion. Over here it's not Sheikhiv in Behema. It's we give the status of we have to be magdi this exactly how this is going to work. That's the avoid of Beis Hashem on Sunday to figure out what this is, but this is still considered somewhat behema. That's what Yud Ari is asking. So if it's behema, so then it should be sheikhim behema mos yumas. You be chayim misa for that. You're not
behema.
What? It's not a behema. It's ki behema. So we're gonna tweak it. Rabbi say, but I'll cope on him. Brings the Tosfos. A raya. We might see raya. The Peruch ben Tzoyra Mayra, how Esther Befar has Yahav. Now Esther, what happened was, she lived somewhat publicly with Achashverosh. Publicly does not mean that anyone was privy to what was going on in the bedroom, but it means that people knew that that she was his wife and obviously living together. Prakti Gemara, how could she do that? It's Befar Hesya. Now, why does the Gemara only pick on the fact that it's Befar Hesya? Even without it being Befar Hesya, and it's not really so Befar Hesya, this is Gilei Arayis. She's an Eishes Ish, she's married to Mordechai. Why are we calling it Befar Hesya? Says Tosafot, it must be, it's not Gilei Arayis. Why not?
He's a guy.
Because he's a guy. Or Rav Oisai, if guy is not Gilei Arayis, so what's wrong with Esther living with a guy? It's Befar Hesya, so it's Befar Hesya. Is she allowed to take a walk, Befar Hesya? Yes, because it's not an Avera. You're telling me that...
It's still an Avera. Oh,
Vice the Chais is still considered an Avera. Etvas an Avera. Some sort of Avera it is. Gili Arayis, it's not. Because it's Etvas an Avera, so how could you do it before Hesya? An Avera before Hesya. Maybe it's the Rabbana.
Bias Behemoth.
Yeah, but Bias Behemoth is Chayv Misa. It's not Bias Behemoth. It's something like Bias Behemoth.
It's not actually.
So we got to figure out what exactly this is.
You are before Hesya by the Rabbana.
Says Toysis. V'loy porcho Esther Gila Arayis have a mashma mishum Arayis lo have a mechayva. Umitoich kach hitir Rabbeinu Tam lebas Yisrael. Rabbi say this is a Maisa Shehoya. It was a story that happened. It was a Bas Yisrael. She was a married woman. She went off the derech. And while she was off the derech, she had a relationship with a guy. It was a Bas Yisrael Shehimira. She went off the derech. Uba leo oivit kechavim. And then she was chayzer b'tshuva, and he became a ger. So Rabbeinu Tam was hitir lekaima la'oisa ovid koychavim kishenis gair. Now, when a woman is mizana, there's a concept called echad la'baal v'echad la'boya. Echad la'baal v'echad la'boya means you're usher to the baal, you're usher to the boya. Now, if when she was mizana, she did gilei arayis, she should become usher to who? Her husband. If she's us to her husband, she's also us to the boil. She's us to everybody. So says Rabbeinu Tam, but no, because the person that she was quote unquote mizana with was a guy. It's only a guy, therefore it doesn't have anything Gilei Arayis. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says she's not going to be us to the guy. And it would appear Rabbeinu Tam is saying she's also not us to her husband. Well, he's not interested in her anymore. They're divorced now, but. That's what it seems like. Hold on a second. That's what it seems like, Rabbeinu Tam. But one thing, Chor Rabbeinu Tam says she can remain with the goy, the ger. The ger. So this is Rabbeinu Tam's halacha. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, Mitoich kach hiti Rabbeinu Tam, saying the heter is because it was a goy. And we say goy is not gilei arayis. There are many that argue with this Rabbeinu Tam. Rivam is going to attack the Rabbeinu Tam. With multiple attacks, multiple different sources, Rabbeinu Tam is incorrect. Now, there are those that argue with Rabbeinu Tam from his logic, but agree with his halacha. Two different reasons why we could perhaps agree with Rabbeinu Tam. One reason is, as he mentioned, was maybe Eina Hanami, the goy was usher, but the ger is not usher.
Gershon is
guy. Gershon is guy. Kukot shenoy the dummy. There seems to be a beautiful machlekes we showing him here. What does Gershon is guy, kukot shenoy the dummy mean? We spoke about this. Previously, if a person borrows money and is megayer, does he have to pay back the loan?
Mikan ve'elach kekatan shnayel dami, or he's mamash that's like he's brand new.
He spoke about this, get only to the yachas, to the relationship. It's not a very pashut the zap. People think, of course, he has to pay back the money. It's not so pashut. Why? He does. The question is exactly why. But akoponim, how far do you take Gersh and his guy kekatan shnayel dami? My boy say that's apparently a machlokes rishonim. Says the Yamsha Shlom and other teretz. He says, listen, echad la baal works as follows. If the Baal becomes Usser, who also becomes Usser? The Baal. But what happens if the Baal was already Usser? So then we don't apply the cloud of Echad Baal, Echad Baal. Now, this woman, was she allowed to live with a guy?
No.
No, so she's already Usser. So this new Isser isn't going to come on. But now that she was Megayer, so now the original Isser falls off. If the original falls off, to him for a different reason. In a Hanami, there should be Echad Labal Echad Labal here. This should be Gilei Arayis. This is the regular thing. Norvas, we're saying that the whole Isser comes only if there's no other Isser there previously, says that's a different Svara of the Amsha Shlomo Koponim. So we have different reasons why over here perhaps she's going to be Mutter. Legufa Shel Inyan comes along Rabbeinu Tam and says, Zer Masus is a Muslim, this is not called a Gilei Arayis. And the Rivam argues. The Rivam brings three bomb rayas, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. One of them is from our Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam, right from our Gemara, not like Rabbeinu Tam. Because our Gemara says, Ha'ika Prutzois. What's the problem with Prutzois? Anyone? But who are they doing it with?
A
guy. So they're going to become us to the husband. Why are they going to come us to the husband if there's
the creation of the relationship?
If he's a guy.
Hold on. Maybe she's
also
to her husband.
Okay, that's Raya number one. Raya number two, Esther. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Megillah says, Kasher avadeti, avadeti, which says, Kasher avadeti mimech, Kasher avadeti mibeis abba, Kasher avadeti mimech, which means Esther is coming, becoming Esther to Mordechai. Why? Because she's living with who? A goy! So again, she's becoming Esther. Are you saying she's becoming Esther? He's a goy! Kids are three bomb riyas, and the Rivam argues. We're going to have to talk about is how to answer the Rivam's rise. If you look, it's a common thread in all three of them, which is the Rivam is discussing, is she usher to the Baal? And the Rabbeinu Tam is discussing, she usher to the Boyo. So we got to figure that out. Maybe that's the key to answer these questions. Maybe other things. Praise Hashem, Asiyat Deshmai. What we're going to do is we're going to try to really dig deep into this Kaisvis on Sunday and finish the Sugya up hopefully Tuesday. I'd just like to leave you with a thought. This week's parasha, you speak about Noach. Now, we mentioned yesterday in yeshiva that Noach is somewhat of an einish for Noach being in the teva. It was hard times in the teva. Why did Noach deserve an einish? What was Noach's einish? So I heard Dachsuch from the Chassam Sofer. He said it says Noach was named Noach because he was Noach LaShem and Noach LaBrios. Noach was easy. And it says the Chassam Sofer Noach LaShem is a vada mailo. Noach LaBrios is a chisar. Noach was easy. Everything was like nice. Everything. Noach didn't want to ruffle anyone's feathers. Noach was like, everything was just like, no, let him do his own thing. It's his life. It's his, you know.
Liberal.
Give him his space. Noach was like good with everyone. That was a little bit of a chisar. It was somewhat of a taina Noach. Noach, everything was like good. Everything is like easy. Kodesh Baruch was like, no, it's not. That's not the way it works over here. It doesn't go that way. Take a look at our next, you know, personality. Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was in your face. Avraham Avinu was like, his father came back, and all of the idols are destroyed, and Avraham's in his face, right? And everyone, and they're throwing Avraham into a fire. Avraham's like, and Avraham is constantly creating situations of confrontation because he's not putting up with this. And what happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to destroy Sodom? Avraham Avinu is confronting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Noach is like, destroy the world. Okay. Destroy the world. Easy. Everything's easy. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's going to be hard. In that teva, Noach worked very, very hard. And Rabbi said, that's the way it goes. It's meant to be hard. Life is hard. And we have to be able to embrace that. We have to embrace challenges, difficulties, whether it's our own personal or sometimes dealing with other things around us. Sometimes it's the right, every person needs to have a drucha and when it's time to make a confrontation. But there are situations. Halavai, confrontations should only be between our friends, between people that we care about. Bez Hashem, and that's close, we should all be zoicha. So, oyla, maila, maila. Have a good time. Yeah.